Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's another day that the Lord has made. And I'm so glad that we have another opportunity at grace and at mercy. We have another opportunity to work out our soul salvation, another opportunity to experience and explore a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ on today. We have another experience to, you know, chance to write a new page to our story. It doesn't matter what yesterday was like for you. God gave you another chance today. So let's take advantage of it and let's make sure that we use it to do two things: to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor, everyone that you encounter, and treat them the way you want to be treated. Whether you're on the highway, whether you're in the grocery store, at the gas station, on the job, at home, wherever, treat people the way you want to be treated. And we'll hear God say, well done, if we can do those two things. You know, my dad was preaching yesterday about joy. And he said something in the course of his sermon that really stuck with me. He says, your current condition does not dictate your fate. And I know myself, I have been guilty of allowing my current struggles, the things that I found myself in, my current conditions, to start defining in my mind my fate. And it's easy to do. When things get hard in your life, or when you have things, you know, that you've been fighting against a long time and it seems like it just won't go away, sometimes you will adopt your condition as your fate. But I'm telling you, your condition does not have to define your fate. There was a man who was born blind, even the Holy Spirit is bringing to me. He was born blind. That was his condition. He was in a place where he couldn't help but to be in utter darkness. But his blindness, even at birth, did not define his faith. When Jesus came along, his blindness dissolved. There was a woman who was bent over, the Bible says, for about 12 years. And that bent over state, if she would have allowed it, would have defined her faith, and she would have succumbed to that, and she would have died that way. But Jesus came along and straightened her out. There was a woman with an issue of blood, and if she would have allowed it, that would have been her faith. But when she recognized that Jesus was in the area, she pressed towards him. See, we all got conditions. I don't care who you are. You know, some of us, we get saved and we get real forgetful. We get the Holy Ghost and we talk in some tongue and we get real forgetful. We get neglectful about the reality of our walks and the reality of our humanity and the real fight between our flesh and our spirit, or the Spirit of God in us, that will not end until the day of adoption, until we are rid of this fleshly body. So yeah, I'm talking to you too, Holy Ghost filled, whoever you are. There are still things that we have currently going on that if we are not careful, we'll try to define our fate. I found myself sometimes saying, well, I guess I'm going to just have to die this way. I guess I'm going to just have to be this way. But you know what? Our conditions don't define our fate. And no, it may not go all the way at once. Some things will go away all the way at once. Some things will not. And as God told Paul, my grace is sufficient for the things I'm going to allow to stay with you. See, can I just say this? Don't assume somebody's struggle is because of the lack of deliverance. It just might be that God is going to allow them to deal with that condition, to keep them humble, like Paul says. But whatever your struggle is and whatever your condition is, it does not have to define your fate. In fact, one of the scriptures that just kept repeating in my mind this morning is that the present sufferings, our present conditions, are not even worthy to be compared of our destiny. What you're going through now, who you are now, is not even going to be worthy to be compared to where God has taken you. And I'm telling you, if you are putting forth an effort, God is taking you somewhere. God taking you somewhere. No, you may not get there as fast as other people. You know? But guess what? God is going to take you somewhere. And wherever you are now, it does not have to define who you're going to be tomorrow, who you're going to be in the next hour. I'm telling you, your current condition, whatever it is. And like I say, sometimes I get sick of us because we act like we ain't got no conditions. Let me tell you, Victoria got conditions. But I'm so glad to know that my current condition, current condition. I ain't talking about the stuff I used to do. We like to talk about that. Oh, I used to. Some of us still got some things with us. But I'm so glad for the grace and mercy of God that the current condition that we're dealing with does not negate my future. In fact, Jesus said it like this, the pure in heart. If you really have a heart to serve me, regardless of what your condition is, regardless of what your struggle is, regardless of what is going on, regardless of the addiction, the habit, the thing that you hate about yourself, he said, if you have a pure heart towards me, you'll see me. You'll see me. Maybe if we would try to, if we would stop trying to get validation from people and just let our heart be pure towards God and try to do what we need to do to get closer to God in spite of our conditions, maybe we'll feel better because the Bible says we'll see Him. Let me tell y'all something. Don't get stuck in your condition. It may go away, like I said, overnight. I heard a testimony of a brother yesterday who used to smoke crack. And he said he went to church and all of a sudden, boom, it was gone. And then I know the Lord can do it. Because the Lord did it for me with some things in my life. There were other things, there were other conditions in my life that took a little more time. And I'll tell you the truth, there's one thing I went to God specifically about that I hate about myself. And I told God, I said, if you would take this, just take this, I'll be okay. And the Lord said, no, Victoria, I'm going to let you contend with that. That is going to be your condition. But remember, my grace is sufficient. So wherever you fall in the spectrum, you just know that your condition now does not, will not define your faith. If your heart is pure towards God, Jesus said, I don't care about what nobody else say. Jesus said, the pure in heart, if you are really trying, the pure in heart is going to see me. So don't be discouraged by it. Don't submit to it. Don't become its victim. Continue to fight. Continue to try to overcome it. And like I said, y'all, and this is for the super saint, for those of you who say you live above sin and they can't spot your life, I'm going to tell you what the Bible say. This war between the flesh and the spirit, the war between the Holy Spirit that you say you got and the flesh that's still active in your life is going to continue until you are no longer in this mortal body. So yeah, you too. You got a condition. And maybe if you would acknowledge it, maybe you'll get better. I'm telling you, some of us, just because our conditions aren't visible, because they ain't visible, because you can't see it with the naked eye. Oh, but you got a condition too. But the Lord said, if you confess your fault, you'll get healed. For those of us who understand and know very well the reality of our walks and the reality of our conditions, keep confessing it, keep fighting it, don't let it define you. Because if your heart is pure towards God, Jesus said your fate is to be with Him. And I'm so glad God got the last say. I love you all, and I thank God for you spending a little time with me this morning. I thank God for those of you who already shared the video. Thank you so much. You know, my reach is limited, but, you know, when we share and work together, we get to reach more people and let people know. Y'all, I'm telling you, the Lord want us to be with him. Oh. And the only way we can make sure people know that is to share the gospel, the good news. Some of us share a lot of garbage. Share the good news that the Lord still loves us and he wants us to be with him. God help us. I want to thank God for those of you who helped with the sleeping bags, y'all. Like I said, I cannot just express to you the excitement, the joy, I'm telling you, they were just, I was telling my friend Mary, I said, when they found out we had sleeping bags, some of the homeless people were running to tell the other homeless people that we had sleeping bags. You know, they were running to tell other people. So thank God we gave everybody the hat. They were putting on them hats. You know, they had the gloves. Thank God for all of you. Thank God for all of you who helped the Drive Towards Transformation service projects, where we feed the homeless every other weekend, and on the other weekends we take care of the elderly. And, you know, I've been to some elderly homes that your heart would break to know that old people live in such conditions. But I thank God for those of us who put our financial resources together to make sure that we're helping somebody else who got a poverty-stricken condition. And Jesus said in Matthew 25 that he is going to ask us about that. He ain't going to ask about your little Dr. Seuss theology degree. And I know I say that, and a lot of y'all laugh at me, but I'm saying it for a reason. Maybe I'll do a video on it one day. But God ain't going to ask you about your little degree. He ain't going to ask you about your denomination. He ain't going to ask you about your anointing and your prophecy and all of that stuff. God is going to ask, what did you do for the one who didn't have? And I thank God that we work together to have an answer. To have an answer for that question. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. I love all of you. And if it's the Lord's will, and I'm not tired, because, you know, I believe the Lord is telling me that when I'm tired, to take a break. And so that's what I'm going to do. But if I'm not tired and all is well, I'll see you this evening. We'll start a new series. I don't know what we're going to talk about this week. We'll let the Lord lead. But just know that your condition, I don't care what it is, it does not have to define your destination. Don't let it. Don't let it. The only person that falls under that category is Satan. Satan can't do nothing about his condition. His condition has already defined his faith. But that's not the case with us. I love you all. Y'all be blessed. Share the video. Share the good news. Be nice to somebody. Say something nice and kind. Be nice to your enemy. Put somebody else before you and tell the Lord thank you. That's what my Aunt Gail said. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you today. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all later. God bless you.